Khaled. I am sorry for the life you've been forced to live. You've been wronged. No living creature deserves such treatment. You've been forced to endure hell, plucked from your own planet to fight a war that isn't yours, beaten and tortured and starved. The blame for all the pain and agony you've experienced lies with them. You and I share a common bond, both wronged by these monsters. I try with everything to pass along my own images, the things that I've seen and felt. The beast doesn't look away. My thoughts, on some level, are reaching it. I show it Lorien, the vast ocean and thick forests, and verdant hills teeming with life and vitality. Animals drinking from the cold blue waters. A proud people, content to pass the days in harmony. I show it the hell that followed. The slaying of men, women, and children. The Mogadorians. Cold-blooded murderers. Draconian killers, destroying all that lies within their path due to their own recklessness and pathetic beliefs. Destroying even their own planet. Where does it end? I show it Sarah. Show it every emotion that I've ever felt with her. Happiness and bliss. This is how I feel with her. And this is the pain I feel in having to leave her, all because of them. Help me, I say. Help me end this death and slaughter. Let us fight together. I have so little left, but if you stand with me, I'll stand with you. The beast lifts its head to the sky, and it roars. A roar both long and deep. The Mogadorians can sense what is happening, and have seen enough. Their weapons begin firing. I look over, and one of the cannons is aimed right at me. It fires, and the white death surges forth, but the beast drops its head in time and absorbs the shot instead. Its face twists in pain, its eyes squeeze tightly shut, but almost immediately, they snap back open. This time, I see the rage. I fall face first in the grass. I'm grazed by something, but I don't see what it is. Henri cries out in pain behind me, and he is flung 30 feet away, his body lying in the mud, face up, smoking. I have no idea what has hit him. Something big and deadly. Panic and fear hit me. Not Henri, I think. Please, not Henri! The beast throws a hard, sweeping blow that takes out several of the soldiers and quiets many of their guns. Another roar. I look up and see the beast's eyes have turned red, ablaze with fury. Retribution. Mutiny. It looks my way once and swiftly rushes off to follow its captors. Guns blaze, but many of them are quick to be silenced. Kill them all, I think. Fight nobly and honorably, and may you kill them all. I lift my head. Bernie Kosar is motionless in the grass. Henri, 30 feet away, is motionless as well. I place a hand in the grass and pull myself forward, across the field, inch by inch, dragging myself to Henri. When I get there, his eyes are open, slightly. Each breath is a fight. Trails of blood run from his mouth and nose. I take him into my arms and pull him into my lap. His body is frail and weak, and I can feel him dying. His eyes flutter open. He looks at me and lifts his hand and presses it to the side of my face. The second he does, I begin to cry. I'm here, I say. He tries to smile. I'm so sorry, Henri, I say. I'm so sorry. We should have left when you wanted to.
Shh, he says. It's not your fault.
I'm so sorry, I say between sobs.
You did great,
he says in a whisper.
You did so great. I always knew you would.
We have to get you to the school, I say. Sam could be there.
Listen to me, John. Everything,
he says.
Everything you need to know. It's all in the chest. The letter.
It's not over. We can still make it. I can feel him begin to go. I shake him. His eyes reluctantly reopen. A trail of blood runs from his mouth.
Coming here, to paradise, it wasn't by chance.
I don't know what he means.
Read the letter.
Henri, I say and reach down and wipe the blood off his chin. He looks me in the eye.
You are Lorien's legacy, John. You and the others. The only hope the planet has left. The secrets,
he says, and is gripped by a fit of coughs. More blood. His eyes close again.
The chest, John.
I pull him more tightly to me, squeezing him. His body is going slack, breaths so shallow that they are hardly breaths at all. We'll make it back together, Henri. Me and you. I promise, I say, and close my eyes.
Be strong,
he says, and is overtaken by slight coughs, though he tries to speak through them.
This war can win. Find the others. 6. The power of,
he says, and trails off. I try to stand with him in my arms, but I have nothing left, hardly enough strength to even breathe. Off in the distance, I hear the beast roar. Cannons are still being fired, the sounds and lights of which reach out over the stadium bleachers, but as each minute passes, less and less of them are being fired until there is only one. I lower Henri in my arms. I place my hand on the side of his face, and he opens his eyes and looks at me for what I know will be the final time. He takes a weak breath and exhales, and then slowly closes his eyes.
I wouldn't have missed a second of it, Guido. Not for all of Lorien. Not for the whole damn world,
he says, and when that last word leaves his mouth, I know that he is gone. I squeeze him in my arms, shaking, crying, despair and hopelessness taking hold. His hand drops lifelessly to the grass. I cup his head in my hand and hold it close to my chest, and I rock him back and forth, and I cry like I've never cried before. The pendant around my neck glows blue, grows heavy for just a split second, and then dims to normal. I sit in the grass and I hold Henri while the last cannon falls silent. The pain leaves my own body, and with the cold of the night, I feel my own self begin to fade. The moon and the stars shine overhead. I hear a cackle of laughter carried on the wind, my ears attuned to it. I turn my head. Through the dizziness and blurry vision, I see a scout 15 feet away from me. Long trench coat, hat pulled to its eyes. It drops the coat and takes off the hat to reveal a pale and hairless head. It reaches to the back of its belt and removes a bowie knife, the blade of which is no less than 12 inches long. I close my eyes. I don't care anymore. The scout's raspy breathing comes my way, 10 feet, then 5, and then the footsteps end. The scout grunts in pain and begins gurgling. I open my eyes, the scout so close that I can smell it. The bowie knife falls from its hand, and there, in its chest, where I assume its heart must be, is the end of a butcher's knife. The knife is pulled free. The scout drops to its knees, falls to its side, and explodes into a puff of ash. Behind it, holding the knife in her shaky right hand, with tears in her eyes, stands Sarah. She drops the knife and rushes over to me, wrapping her arms around me, with my arms around Henri. I hold Henri as my own head falls.